brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, I just barely slid into my chair because we're out there reading articles, stapling them, getting them ready. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I know about 99% of you are listening, you'd be able to see that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 stacks of news here, and all of it is incredibly important. And that's why I canceled guests today. We don't have any guests today so that I can cover this news and take your calls. I said I don't have any guests today except for one that's going to be coming on with us. And that's because I had dinner with this gentleman last night. I've known him for a while, and he trains with military police, I'll just leave it at that. And he was willing to come in and say his name and go on the record. But because he's such a good source of information, I told him, no, we're going to give you the standard nom de plume of David. And so David's going to be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. And the info he gave me, I've already confirmed separately, but why this is important is it shows that the military and even the contractors don't like what's happening. You know, Joel Skousen's talked about his sources, that they plan to use contractors and foreign troops to suppress insurrection if the American people are ever forced to try to take their country back from the globalists. We are going to be called the insurrectionists, those that are counter-revolutionaries against the globalist takeover. And we know that they've started shifting behind the scenes 5 years ago, but now publicly from Al-Qaeda to now Homeland Security is for people that can skin a buck and run a trot line. Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans. And they've actually increased troops, but they're just contractors in Afghanistan. They've increased troops, but they're contractors in Iraq. That's the new model. The military's not paid enough to even buy dog food for dinner. These guys are lavished. But only during the enticement phase. Just like a crack dealer will give you free crack the first 5 or 6 times. Or a heroin dealer will give you free heroin the first few times. Or a meth dealer will give you free meth the first few times. They're paying them $180,000, $200,000 a year. But now that pay is starting to drop because they've now cut down the military to nothing. They've incentivized and they've set the precedent to go to a Merc military. And by the time they're done, they'll be getting paid $50,000, $60,000 to be combat Mercs. And they're now reaching out trying to get former veterans who are unemployed. That's why the word has gone out with big corporations not to hire veterans, so that you can force them into the national security state. And they're even going after 55, 60-year-old veterans. They're going after Vietnam veterans, Desert Storm 1 veterans, you name it, to be part of the new civilian security force here in America. And when the and some of the guys are signing on, and I've got this from other sources, not just from David, and we've got news articles where we get large snapshots of it, and we can put the info together, connect the dots. They get to the training bases, and they find out, wow, this is for the takeover of America, and they're leaving in droves. So they're refusing. The problem is, instead now, the feds are just going and actually expanding auxiliary federal agents and sending them in to be trained. And it's a big deal here in Texas where International Training Inc., or ARMOR, is based, one of the biggest defense contractors, Merc groups in the world. And they've got a full-bore mutiny going because they're pretty much converting from fighting, quote, Haji Muslims, as they call them, to fighting John Deere good old boys. We'll be right back.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Absolutely, totally, and completely jam-packed, incredibly important edition of InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You are dialed in to the number one broadcast media system in the world resisting the globalist and the New World Order. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, InfoWarsShop.com. is the online video bookstore where you can find tools to awaken others in your area. Wow, where do I start? This is from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and we're going to get a report out on this in the next hour at InfoWars.com. DHS considers collecting DNA from kids. DEA and U.S. Marshals already do it. And they're the ones taking over police departments in Texas, in California, in Michigan, in Florida, and many other states. I covered some of this last week. They come into the school and they just say, give us your swab. And we're talking about elementary students to get their cheek tissue. It is one of the easiest places to get tissue. You can just scrape it right off. And they then put it in a database. Now, my point here is this just shows the total lawlessness. Because when parents complain and say, what about parental consent? They say, oh, we got consent from your 7-year-old. Or we got consent from your 11-year-old to have an abortion or to take vaccines. under common law, international law, ancient law, every culture's law, you cannot get a child. Most cultures are about 17 to 18. In the Jewish culture, it's 13. You have to be an adult to give consent. That'd be like saying, Jeffrey Dahmer, well, I got your 14-year-old to willingly come into my house, and they told me it was okay for me to tie him down and kill him. Oh, really? Does that make it okay? I mean, this is just so illegal. And they do it everywhere now. Abortions of even 10-year-olds. Oh, you want an abortion? Don't tell mommy. It happens by the thousands every year in Austin to 12, 13, 14-year-olds. And they make people that live in Austin, where I live in Texas, pay for it. Only county in Texas where you pay to have little kids kill their babies. And, again, this is just one article out of more than 150 I've got here, and they're all just as insane. And they have a copy of the Napolitano letter where they've been doing this really for years. The point is, why do you think all these local departments do this? They have the TSA coming to departments now in places like New Mexico and Santa Fe. Remember last year? Headline, TSA to screen high school prom. And because people were saying, look, when we go to school events now, they're grabbing our genitals. Parents don't like it. And the state police said, yeah, that's illegal. You can't do that. And the feds came in, and a federal judge came in and said, the TSA will train your people, and now they can. Wave a wand, no 10th Amendment, states' rights. Wave a wand, no 9th Amendment, states' rights, or individual rights. Wave a wand, no 4th Amendment. Wave a wand, no parental consent. Wave a wand, no nothing. America's gone, because they say so. Oh, there is no end to this. That is one article. I have a whistleblower who's ready to come on air with his full name, but I'm not going to let him do that because I've been friends with him for a while. We had dinner last night with some of the crew, and we were just talking. And he's like, oh, you're absolutely right. They're training to take on the American people, sort of naming all the names and this general he met with and all that, and how, you know, the biggest contractor group just tried to hire him and all this stuff. And, yeah, most of the people he knows, the veterans and military and police, are trying to hire, actually go out there and find out it's not about fighting the Muslims anymore. And this guy gets that it's staged, but still, you know, had a lot of buddies that have been killed in the wars over there, so he just still doesn't particularly... You know, he still, like, wants to go over there and fight him. The point is, it becomes personal. He understands it's staged, but then he also still basically hates the radical Muslims. But he understands, he's coming on in about 20 minutes, that now the training is, before it was 90% kill Hajis, as they call them, Muslims, and 10% domestic. Now it's 90% gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, they're the enemies, role-playing drills to take on the American people. Mass arrest, civil unrest, door-to-door, stuff you saw in New Orleans, gun confiscation drill, that was all about a test. And now it's full-on the main shift. They're telling International Training, Inc., or Armored, that you want contracts, Bubba? You're not going to be getting them in Afghanistan. It's going to be here in America. So whistleblowing from his sources, and I won't let him say too much or it'll give away who he is, here on the show in 20 minutes. Breaking. It's like the re-education camp news. See, the bad guys took the country over. Federal government's gone. Federal government's gone. It is purely a criminal enterprise, and they can steal tens of trillions a year. They can gut everything. They can pay to ship General Motors with your tax money to build the factories in China and Brazil and Eastern Europe and Mexico. They can engage in every form of treason. They got the purse strings and policy, but they still can't get all your guns. They still can't get all your private property. They still can't shut down all those family farms. They're trying. They're setting up the systems to do it. They're setting up the tattletale groups. Every dentist my dad knows. When he got approached last year to spy on his patients and to be a change agent in the community, he thought, well, maybe they've come to me, this patient he had for a decade, to who he says is a pretty goofy person. As a lot of people are just idiots. He thought it might be a setup, so he kind of got into it a little bit to see what they would do. And then he started talking to their dentist, and they're all, oh, yeah, we're all getting those visits at home and stuff. We thought we were the only ones. They always tell you, you're the only one. It's like a guy to a girl. You're the only one, baby. I really love you. Every town that the urban warfare drills in, you're the first to have this in Arcadia, Iowa. It said in the newspaper, a gun confiscation drill. And the colonel comes on and goes, well, it is a gun confiscation drill, but you're still, you know, anti-military. Oh, really? Anti-military because I don't want to have the military be used for evil? Oh, by the way, that's another issue here. We started covering this early last week. People couldn't believe it. I mean, we had the state police pulling up, taking people, admitting they take people to give them drugs, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, mass drugging them to make Occupy Wall Street look criminal and to get informants. And we got the training manuals for it, and then the state police said it didn't exist, and we were liars. Here's Reuters today. Minnesota police accused of giving out pot to watch behavior. Then they go on to say, well, it's a program in 48 states, and they do it, but it's still a conspiracy theory. So, I mean, it's like this double thing. Yeah, we're doing it, but it didn't happen. Yeah, the troops grow the opium, but still, let's not discuss that. Heroin's bad. And we're going to put you in jail if we catch you with it. You understand? Yeah, but you admit you grow it. The troops are going public. You had to just, like, never mind. But here it is. DHS considers collecting DNA from kids. DEA and U.S. Marshals already do it. And then it goes on to admit they're doing this. And folks, they're already doing this all over the country. So, again, it's DHS already collecting DNA illegally. And they go to your kids. Every public school in the country I've looked at has a law enforcement training semester course in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. It varies school to school. Look it up. You'll be shocked. It's like, oh, they'll learn. They might want to become a police officer. No. I've shown you the training manuals. It's in my film, The Takeover. In that case, it's out of, what is it, Tennessee and Virginia, where it says they'll have access to them in the lunchroom, on the playground. Parents sent us the training stuff because they put their kids in it and couldn't believe it. It's what's in your parents' medicine cabinet. Is your neighbor growing plants that look like this, marijuana? Are your parents spanking you? You literally put your child in a class under, in many cases, an ATF grant where they also deputize a local sheriff's deputy to be ATF. And they go in and turn your family against you. I mean, that's why police are waking up. They go into these seminars with FEMA and they start getting up there going, George Washington is bad. Thomas Jefferson is bad. It's like right out of Red Dawn where they've got him in the re-education camp at the sports stadium and you hear George Washington is a pig and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's what they teach him. I mean, this is not our government. It's not our government. It's got an American flag on it. It tells you it's protecting you all day. The banks know that they've created $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. They believe they're going to be able to bankrupt it, have us take on their debt, and tell us it's our fault and run our lives and arrest whoever they want. It's all getting ready to fully unravel and implode. The euro is going to go down, and when it goes down, folks, get ready because the chain, the dominoes, just got chills, start heading towards us. And they think, the military-industrial complex run by foreign banks, thinks it's going to use the crisis it's created to pose as the savior and reorganize this country. And they're going to shut down talk radio. They're going to shut down freedom on the web. It's already starting. And they're going to try to come set people up. You need to understand this. And if you go along with it, and if you believe anything that comes out of this so-called government, you are insane. And if you throw in your lot with these people, it's over. If you think, oh, I'll just go along with it, I'll be all right. It's over. And they are fully converting right now the majority of contracts for domestic operations with mercenaries against the American people. Just as the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 07 says that they're in the preparatory phase. The preparatory phase to take over the governorships, the legislatures. It talks about insurrection by legislatures. against the federal government. The federal government's gone. Obama says he takes orders from the UN. The country is gone.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see
the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
If you'll, buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gates in free. All right, we are back live. Let me just continue here with the news before I get into the latest on Bilderberg, what our moles have discovered. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's ABC News. Former FBI bomb investigator arrested on charges of child pornography. Oh, they claim that he looked at some images, and guess who he is? He's the head of their bomb forensics department until he retired to work as a private contractor. He was the head guy over Oklahoma City in that cover-up and 9/11. And see how they reward you. The FBI is busting them and says, we don't allow anybody, even our people, to do this. Really, you don't? Show them the headline, please. Every few weeks, I read about different federal agencies where thousands of their employees download it and trade it and share it. Yeah, that's the article about the 25-year veteran of the FBI. It's the Guardian article you have up right there about the Pentagon. In fact, I'll just show you the article right here. Pentagon workers found to have downloaded child pornography. Dozens of staff and contractors with high-level security clearances put on risk of blackmail by their sex crimes. That's 2010, and actually the article that Watson's going to have out shows the Washington Post saying 4,000 of them in just one sweep had been trading and had it on their computers. Do you really believe all of them were doing that? I bet you none of them were. This is how they blackmail people that have been involved in corruption in the trillions that have been stolen in the last decade out of the Pentagon. Trillions are missing. You can type that in. 2.1 trillion missing. That was in the Associated Press, September 10th, 2001, the day before, and Rumsfeld had to admit it from a congressional investigation. 2 trillion plus missing under Bill Clinton. And the thing they use that destroys anybody because it puts such a cloud over them is this child porn situation. And so we're going to be going over all of that. Will you guys please print me, because I thought I had it in my stack. Will you please print me? Just type in Pentagon child porn computers, and you'll get Washington Post, Associated Press, Reuters. I'd like to add that to my stack, please. Of course, don't forget that we have the federal government taking everyone's blood at birth in the last 40 years. It's been going on since 1972. It's a worldwide program everywhere the globalists control. It's only a handful of countries they don't control because they will economically destroy you or foment revolutions inside of you or civil wars. DHS considers collecting DNA from kids, DEA and U.S. Marshals already do, outside the system without warrants. And again, it's already going on. This is the garbage that we're dealing with as a society. And after our guest joins us, the whistleblower on mercenary contractors revolting against the idea of fighting wars with the American people. That is coming up after this quick break in the next long segment coming up. And then Bilderberg scheme to save the euro. Evidence TSA is a mindless machine. Henry Kissinger gets pat down. That's a Kurt Nemo article. I think it may have been staged. They did that with Rumsfeld and people to see everybody gets corrupt, including the Hollywood stars. Laura Ingraham describes heartbreaking TSA pat down of double amputee veteran. Well, they're the big enemy. You bet. When they find out their legs got blown off for heroin. Pentagon researching narrative networks as a way to hijack the brain with false stories and brainwash the American people. They admit that. Pentagon working against you. Of course, it's a foreign system. It's soon to be pure mercenary mixed with foreign troops. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here is the Washington Post from July 24, 2010. The Pentagon claims via the Customs Enforcement that 5,000 people in the Pentagon and connected to the Pentagon were downloading child porn. I don't believe that for a single solitary second. And here's the latest report. FBI, former FBI bomb investigator. He was the head of the forensics bomb system. He did the cover-up of Oklahoma City and 9/11. We're going to get to that coming up in the next hour. I mean, this guy is a who's who. Now working as a private contractor with his own company, and they claim he was exchanging child porn. Ladies and gentlemen, even if he was, DynCorp Halliburton had been caught running actual kidnapped children, source Chicago Tribune Associated Press. Don't believe me? I have congressional hearings, video clips. I have Watson doing an article right now. In fact, guys, check. He said it should be ready about now at InfoWars.com. If not, it'll be ready in a few minutes. I'm going to cover it next hour. He's got a big article going, really? You've got actual contractors in the UN in snuff films of little kids, and they have diplomatic immunity and don't get in trouble. You have government involved in this at every level, CPS involved, and then the head guy who was there covering up the Oklahoma City bombs inside the building. You've got all the witnesses, the local police on all of them, and the guy that was involved in the cover-up of what really happened with the towers. The head guy they put in there over and over again to whitewash, he gets caught with child porn. And he, by the way, he's pleading not guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, they can break into your email and send emails back and forth and say you did it. You know, that's why I don't have email. Everybody asks, well, what's your email? I don't have it. Don't even know how to use it. I hate it. I use text messages and things. It doesn't matter. We use IMs. We've had people breaking into our Yahoo IM and spoofing it. We're going to go to our guests in a moment. Rob Jacobson has people posing as Burmese, asking him if he wants to buy drugs, saying they're coming to town and that Burmese is coming to town and that he wants to buy drugs as we usually do. And then he calls Burmese up and it's not Burmese. I mean, he knew immediately. We don't buy drugs. This is, we have the feds in our Yahoo Instant Messenger because they know we're using that to send news links to each other. Yeah, my IT guy's like, well, I got five of them. He's like, that's not secure. I'm like, secure? I'm sending them Washington Post and Associated Press links. So we can just, you know, I can send it to everybody on the list. Hey, look at this article. Boom. Message everybody. But in a way, I guess there is nothing secure. I mean, next week, are they going to go in there and, you know, say that we're selling heroin or something, and then, oh, Alex Jones got busted. Yeah, it's hard to believe, dealing heroin. If anything like that ever happens, if they say we're downloading pirated software, not happening. We buy all our software. I hear those tattletale commercials saying tattle on your employer. I've even had employees go, oh, I brought in my own software and put it on my computer. I thought that'd save money. They go, no, buy it. Oh, but I don't, my computer's even broken. I'm allowed to put, no, we're going to buy the software. We pay extra taxes to the private Federal Reserve. I know it's all a fraud. We pay. I tell the CPA extra because when they set us up, it's, I'm going to 100% know it's a pure setup. You understand that? And I don't say when. I say if. They've already tried so many times, and we're getting more and more effective. But I'm on God's side. I love God. I'm standing up for the innocents. I believe in the truth and justice, and I stand against these people because the message has gone out. Even if they destroy my name, whatever the case is, set me up, kill me, I win because I stood up for humanity just like my ancestors did. And I'm not a slave and a coward and a sellout like them. And that's what matters, is what I do while I'm alive, that I know I'm good and God knows I'm good in my heart. I'm not perfect. I'm a worldly person. I'm aggressive. I'm mean, all those things. But I care about the innocents. So again, we're going to be getting into this whole report, how they're setting people up. And that is, there's another FBI agent missing right now. This is so dangerous. This story coming up later is on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets, an Infowars.com story. And they've announced that, yes, all over England they have them. Now they're coming here. You pay for it. Where every streetlight has a hidden microphone that listens to you at hundreds of yards. It's called a shotgun mic. And they're going to hack in and track your cell phone traffic. That's available in the package. And they're going to shout orders at you so the bureaucrats can sit up in their little nest and boss you around and tell you not to do this and tell you not to do that just to get the general public acclimatized to living in a Soviet society. Unbelievable. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets and telestreets, the same ones that also listen to you covertly. They also have announced they're putting in fake little limbs and things on trees with unlimited money, not just the drones, with microphones and cameras watching you in the park. And again, every time there's a crime, it can't solve anything or they never even tell you about it. It's about letting you know foreign banks run America and we're surveilling you and there's nothing you can do. Resistance is futile. Well, that's a fraud. Now, this next news is really big. It's not news that the big defense contractors have been training for a long time and the big mercenary firms to take on the American people. It's not news that the guns were confiscated in Katrina and the high and dry safe areas and aid was not rendered. all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed in the city. Remember that quote by the police chief? While the other police were busy robbing Walmart and local banks. That's what you can expect during any type of collapse. With the EU starting to go down by design, the next will be the United States, all by design. The very banks that have engineered all this will pose as the saviors. Important to understand that. We know about the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. The CIA director said, yeah, we're watching you domestically, no more warrants. All the major appliances you pay for now have spy tech, microphones, cameras built into them, from clock radios to computers to cell phones. It's just all in your face. TSA now at highway checkpoints from Dallas to Los Angeles, from Chicago to Boston. 203,000 people searched without warrants on the streets of New York the first 3 months of this year. Source of that, New York Times yesterday. It's on. Full acclamation. Checkpoints on highways, Marines, Army checkpoints, private contractor checkpoints. Private contractors now calling themselves District 23 in Tennessee. We got a call about that. I confirmed it through my sources in the state police up there. They're just told, these are contractors. They can do what they want, or you'll be fired if you don't go along with this. It's all totally illegal. I just read to you DHS documents where they announced they're taking your children's DNA at school and telling them not to tell you without warrants. It's on. You read the headline, it's DHS considers it, and then goes on to admit they are. Since 2010, it shows the documents. And I read you articles last week where in Texas and California, they're taking DNA from elementary students without telling parents. They take your blood at birth. I told you that 15 years ago, declassified 3 years ago, put in a global database. It's on. It's real. It's here. But the reason my guest info is so important is that I'm not going to tell you what he does, but obviously he works in and around contractors and works in the training and works with the military and police. I'll just leave it at that. And as a firearms expert, let's just say an armorer is the best way to describe him. And most of his buddies are being sent as contractors to Afghanistan. He's been offered a lot of money. He's refusing to do it because of family. The point is that he confirmed what my other sources are telling me. We know they're training the contractors to take on the American people. That's admitted. But there's a total flip now where before it was 90% trained to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they pulled most of the troops out or are pulling them out but are putting contractors in. Those wars are on. That conversion to mercenaries is happening. But it's one thing to get mercenaries to fight the foreign armies and foreign insurgents. Another thing to get them out of these training facilities and say, okay, now it's not 90% Hodges, as they call them. It's 90% gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, land rights groups, and they have role players. We're Americans, don't put us in the camp. You're not taking my guns. The same stuff you've seen me film at drills. That's not the big news. It's that they're flipping it to not just beta testing and creating small cadres to train larger groups. They're going fully operational. They admit even mechanics in the Army and Air Force are being trained in riot control. My cousin's told me that. He's an officer in the Army, 23 years in. There's a total conversion. That's admitted. But the issue is they're accelerating the conversion and there's a mutiny because they tried to go out and I mean, they're going to veterans who are 50 years old, 55. They're going to out there and trying to get them in as a secret InfraGuard domestic army. And when the guys are told, oh, yeah, you're going to be fighting terrorists, but they get to the base and it's all right. Your enemy looks like this. And they basically, literally on video, demonize founding fathers. I have footage of that in that they show police in Missouri in my film Martial Law. Just type into YouTube, FEMA says founding fathers are bad, and you'll see FEMA teaching police this. Well, basically, it's that, but they say, get ready to go operational. And I've got this from multiple sources, but David, and that's not his real name, he has a lot of courage. He wanted to come in here on air and talk about this today. We were having dinner last night after some work we were doing, and I said, no, you're not coming on air. We're going to protect you as a source, and you're going to get us more information. And I can open the phones up, too, after he's on. In fact, we'll do that. And you'll watch as police and military and contractors call in and confirm it all on air. But plus, we have all the documents. It's just it's a piece here, a piece there. You know, the re-education camp document for American citizens who won't accept communism. And again, it's big banks communizing us to steal our wealth, transferring it offshore. It's the mega rich funding that. All right, I'm going to shut up. David, I wanted to preface it. We're going to have you to the end of the hour. Tell us what these groups of people that they've tried to take and train, what's happening, because the news of the mutiny against this is big news that even contractors are saying no. Tell us what's happening, David.
Well, basically, we have training camps all throughout the United States for a lot of these military contractors. These military contractors are former soldiers that have switched over to the private sector for the benefit of more money. Unfortunately, with the way the economy is going and a lot less contractors being focused in the Afghanistan region, that's left them out of work, so to speak. So they are offering their services to really the highest bidder. We've been volunteering down on a certain location in South Texas with a company called International Training Incorporated. It's really been focusing on insurgencies and things like that throughout the Middle East. So we've been volunteering as insurgents. And then that way it gives these contractors the ability to sort of get used to the environment of being ambushed on roadside bombs, driving through small villages and being attacked, things like that. But now what they're doing is changing the focus over to civilians, American civilians. They are looking for what they call domestic terrorists and mass civil unrest. I've heard terminology used and compared towards what's going on in Greece right now. And a lot of us volunteers had done this pretty much just to stay in the game. But it's one thing when we're helping units go overseas and maybe save lives or save American lives. But it's another when they start coming over here to train to oppress American people and label them so loosely as domestic terrorists or civil unrest. They could be defined as anything nowadays.
Now, David, breaking this down for people, the good news is there's also some bad news. What percentage of people like yourself that have worked with the contractors playing the part of insurgents, playing the part of highly trained insurgents, what percentage are now refusing to be part of the let's go after people wearing John Deere caps, the new mission?
I would say 80 or 90%. A lot of us just turned our back on the whole subject. There's been various government agencies coming in to fill the slots.
That's the bad news. Explain what's happening there.
Well, you know, this company only accepts military, former military, active military as volunteers or recruits. So they're starting to tie in with government agencies from the FBI, DHS, to ATF. And basically the three of them are starting to send in these volunteers to replace us. And once we heard that, the number of that 80 to 90% is what materialized. It was, I would say, about 20 or 30%. But once we started seeing government agencies coming in to fill those gaps, you know, we started smelling something that we didn't like.
And this is a massive gear up. Tell us about the particular company, International Training, Inc.
International Training, Inc. is just met up with G4S. They're basically one of the largest security contractors for the Pentagon. When Blackwater fell, these are the guys who picked up the slack. And they have considerable activity over the Middle East. Right now, they are the majority of security contractors in Iraq that everyone says that aren't there.
How big do you think their Black Division is, their Hitman Division?
Hitman Division and something like that, really just, that's a pay grade. It's not a designation. These are people who fight for money. They don't fight for causes. And the problem is, as I said, we have an economy that's
how much are they going to have to get paid to take on families and take the dads away so the government people can take the little toddlers away and have fun with them?
Well, I know it would be anywhere between $150,000 to $180,000 for a 9-month tour if you're going overseas. So I can only imagine that they would match that here.
Well, that's pretty cheap for somebody's soul.
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of us have turned our back. Not because it's cheap, because it's just not right.
You were telling me recently you turned down quite a bit of money to do some of this work. I mean, how much were they offering you?
They were offering me $180,000 to do escorts from Pakistan to Afghanistan for a nine-month tour. You know, because I have children, I just can't put that risk on my life. If I was single, it'd be a little bit different. But at the end of the day, the way things are going, my family, there's just too many reasons not to do it.
So is this a pretty big, you were telling me, this is a big wake-up call in the police and military community. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. You were telling me about you were having dinner with a three-star general recently retired. And, I mean, all this coming out in the open, the work and I and others have done, I think it's really waking people up now that this is so real.
Yeah. It's getting alarming. I mean, the individual I had dinner with, I'm not going to mention any names, but the individual I had dinner with had retired because of what's going on in the climate. He refused to do his duty. And he opted for retirement. He was at the age, he had the years under his belt, and he took it smart and wisely.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about that, folks. This is no joke. This is no game. We are in so much trouble. I mean, this is a foreign takeover of America. If you ever wanted to know how America would fall, the infiltration. This is an infiltration.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Well, David was willing to come in studio and use his real name today and talk about all this, but I said no. But just amazing to find out that he's, you know, meeting with big groups of veterans, police types, you know, military, and that they're really waking up. Well, you better wake up. I mean, FEMA sits there and says the founding fathers in America is bad on video right there. I mean, that's the enemy. Of course they're saying people that know what America really is are the bad guys. And there's the footage. Bemis's founding fathers are terrorists. Just type that into YouTube, 84,000 views. I was sent 18 hours of this, and I've had police call in and go, yeah, they teach us that. And that was from 2000. So now they're getting the contractors ready. Do you think this is going to fly, even if they have a false flag, David, you know, a staged terror attack to make it look like domestic groups are working with foreigners or something? I mean, do you think the contractors are really going to buy into this and really try to go for gun confiscation and door-to-door arrest of people on pickup list?
These are men without the level of honor that most soldiers are out there have. They'll do whatever they're paid to do. At the end of the day, you know, they use mainstream media as a marketing tool for their next big plan. A lot of the stuff I see, and then I see it in a news article 6 months later, which is completely false. But, you know, the minority gets drowned out. No one wants to listen to us until they're actually brought into something like this, and then they wake up. Unfortunately, that's not a large number.
Let's go back to the three-star general who got out because of this recently. Tell us what he was telling you.
Well, his conversation with me was primarily over Afghanistan. A lot of what we were discussing was lithium deposits and so forth that they announced about a year or two ago, that they found this huge, if not the largest, lithium deposit in the world in Afghanistan, which pretty much seals our fate there. But at the same time, we happen to know a geologist for Texaco who found that exact same deposit about 25 years ago. It's not something, it's not something you got to guess on. It's just adding one plus one. It's really you have something that's discovered, and then all of a sudden it's newly discovered. What, 23 years ago?
And it's a key, well, you can't discover it right before the invasion and admit it because that's what it's about. And, of course, they admit trillions of dollars of it, one of the only big deposits. It's known as a rare earth mineral. It's needed for everything.
Yeah.
All the electronics, batteries, you name it, absolutely essential.
No, at the end of the day, there's so many lobbyists going into the American government that they're using these security contractors and our own military as basically enforcement to get what corporations need. And I've seen it with my own eyes. It's just something that they want it. They're going to get it. How much is it going to cost them?
And they see America. They see America as that. I mean, look at the euro getting ready to implode. I mean, this is dangerous.
Well, there's also a reason why they've allowed a lot more gang members or gang-affiliated individuals into the U.S. Army and the U.S. Marines. Right now, we're at the highest rate of gang-affiliated soldiers. We're at 19%. These are primarily the large demographic who go into these security contracting bids when they get out, because otherwise, what are they going to do? Go put gangbang on the street? Why do that when you can continue doing what you're doing, making six figures?
You know, I saw that. They keep busting gangs of Army Special Forces shipping guns and drugs back and forth and then hanging them out to dry, but it turns out they're really working for the Justice Department.
Yeah, I mean, they had a big incident last year with Navy SEALs doing that in San Diego. Southern California has been a hotbed for that. You got a lot of police officers who are responding to calls against basically gang members who are Marine Corps trained, and these cops are dying. They're not prepared for it. So there's a lot of interaction between law enforcement and the military to exchange tactics.
And well, you know, Stalin did that. He took the criminals and made them his enforcers against the military. Stay there. I want to come back. This is so important. David is our guest. The defense contractors, new mission, kill America.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.